Let's talk about a man who's feeding Holland during tulip time. It's Rod DeYoung from Blue Star Meats. Good morning, Rod. How are you?
Good morning, Dan.
Good. So you, big part of your year, I'm assuming, is tulip time and feeding Holland with all the things that you guys serve. What is some of the big things that you guys serve during tulip time?
Well, we have two trailers. We've had two trailers for, this will be the fourth year now. One on the east side, one on the west side. There's a Civic Center parking lot, and then also up on the east end, right by the old Lincoln Versandahl building, which okay. I believe is Hope College bookstore and stuff right now. Right to the west side of that building. And we just serve a variety of sandwiches on a really nice Kaiser bun.
Mm-hmm.
Serve it with some homemade coleslaw. I actually mix the coleslaw every morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we chop the cabbage, and so that's a pretty popular item.
I love coleslaw. Anytime I go somewhere, they have an option of coleslaw. I've got to get it.
Well, we make one. It's pretty simple ingredients, but sometimes simple is good.
Yeah.
So, you'll have to try the coleslaw this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's no different than, sometimes I read the best way to prepare a steak is just throw some salt on it and put it on the grill.
Yeah, salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, salt actually just brings out more natural flavor, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we got the traditional barbecue sandwich, which has been around, I think we've been serving at tulip time. I think this will be, testing my memory here, probably 18 to 20 years.
Oh, wow.
My father and mother started doing that down by the old Muffler Man where the Macatawa Bank is now.
Yeah.
So we used to be there for several years and then, of course, had to move around a little bit, but... So the traditional barbecue, and we've just added products, kind of changing with the times and the age, different groups of people that are coming. We added a really nice smoked spice rubbed pork sandwich, which last year
sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's my favorite now. 2 years ago we started it. It was kind of a slow mover.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it sold threefold what it did the first year. Is it really gained popularity. That's more, I call it more Memphis style.
Yeah.
It's a rubbed pork butt, slow smoked for a long time, and it's got a little crunch to it in places, spice crusted. And we also do a beef sandwich with more of an au jus with a couple sauce condiment options. So, it's tulip times. It's a little stressful. It's fast paced.
In a good way, though, yeah.
Yeah, running the two locations and getting yanked in different directions, but it's good, and hopefully the weather's good. I'm running the calendar through my head, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my trailers are in 4 feet of snow.
You can't get those out.
I can't get them out yet, and I have literally less than 8 weeks, and I'm like, man. So starting to get a little panic setting in from that, but hopefully this weather starts turning around and everything will be good.
Got about less than a minute. We're here with Rod DeYoung from Blue Star Meats. Of course, the mayor, Kurt Dykstra, was down in Kansas City, and you're mentioning pulled pork and barbecue. Kansas City knows a thing or two about barbecue, but I like to think that you guys, apparently from what you've said, and it's become very popular, know how to do barbecue too.
Oh, I think so. Everybody's different, and a lot of it has to do with the condiment, really.
Right.
And we do what is called a Carolina type barbecue sauce, which is more of a honey sweet mustard, which is real popular as well. So, so we're looking forward to that. We're looking, the store's doing well and got a lot of nice things in there. Chuck roast right now, we're trying to move a bunch of those, and unfortunately the chuck roast season, fortunately, chuck roast season is winding down here, so those will be on special this week, and we got a lot of new flavors of beef jerky as well that's going real good. So,
all right, fantastic. He's Rod DeYoung from Blue Star Meats. Rod, thank you so much.